You may have noticed that we release these episodes with guests in two parts now. The main course about the film being discussed and the questionnaire as dessert. We'll do that going forward so those episodes are kept under a reasonable runtime.
So we have reached the milk in a wine glass questionnaire. It's based on Marcel Proust and Bernard Pivot and James Lipton. Mm-hmm. So some questions. Aaron, what is your favorite word?
Good spin on the accent.
Mythology.
Hmm.
I love mythology.
Good meaning too.
What is your least favorite word?
No.
No to the question?
No, no, just no. I hate no. I hate that kind of no. That directness to it. No. I hate it.
Creatively, spiritually, or emotionally, what turns you on?
Generosity. People giving their time, committing to something and giving their time freely. I love that. It's they just turn up and they give more than what you asked of them and they don't ask anything back. It is that, just giving your time.
Mm. Great. What turns you off?
Selfishness. When when you're only concerned about yourself and not caring about your fellow man. It's a crude way of putting it, but it sums it up, is where you go into a toilet and you see somebody's peed across the entire bowl and it's like they're only concerned about themselves and didn't give a damn about the guy who was coming in next. And it's that, it's walk in and walk out, you're only about yourself. And I've seen that in acting as well. It's that kind of thing where if you're an actor that's like, it's all about me, and they don't give anything to the other actors and what they're going through, and they're not collective in it. Sorry, it doesn't work.
Be like taking that quote about acting is like a game of tennis, and they go, it's like a game of tennis, it's all about smashing the opponent. It's like, wait a minute.
No.
I hate
that.
What is your favourite curse word?
Go for it.
Fan of many.
today.
Bastard.
That sounds good in the Scottish accent.
It
as
does.
Well.
It's the Braveheart bit where they're in the battlefield and they just shout it, and it's like, yeah, I know what he means.
Yeah,
it's funny because we had a discussion this the other day. Could we try to swap? Well, I said, you say "you bastard," and it went fine, but you have to say "you wanker." I'm like, that doesn't work. it doesn't work in a Scottish accent, not as well as it works in an English accent.
Wanker.
Exactly. Does it work up here?
No.
What sound or noise do you like?
Oh my God. I like the sound of rain in a forest dropping off the trees, where like if you're going for a walk and that downpour happens and it's just that quietness, but it's there's something lovely about it. It's very calming. Mm. Running water while you're camping at night, that will send you to sleep.
What sound or noise do you dislike?
A ticking clock.
Oh, I love that noise.
Oh, I hate it. It's like a dripping tap. It's like at night, it's that constant repetitive. I'm sitting there going, it's hell on earth for me at night. I can't sleep if I can hear a ticking clock. Mm-hmm. I'm restless.
I've got to say, you're the first, and you've not even been sent the questions. Like your answer is straight on, like right away. That's impressive.
I've watched the Actor's Studio. I know the questions.
Yeah, but we had it in you.
I know.
What profession other than your own would you like to attempt?
I could say acting, but it's kind of midvein. But I'll say I would love to have joined the army. The kind of being part of the unit, the gung-ho Call of Duty lifestyle. For a moment, you know, it sounds cool, but in reality...
You don't press square to respawn, unfortunately.
Yes, yeah. That's the problem. But no, I would love to have joined the army.
Okay. What profession other than your own would you not like to attend?
Hospital orderly.
Oh.
Hello, Zep.
That seems like a hellish job. I don't like office work. I hate office work, but that's presently what I do to earn some cash. But I hate that, but I'm doing it already, so it doesn't count. But yeah, I would say hospital orderly. That sounds like a nightmare job. Bravo to those who do it.
If God exists, what would you like to hear her say when you arrive at the pearly gates?
Yes.
You're late. What took you so long?
If you were reincarnated as some other plant or animal, what would it be?
That's a tough one. I've quite a wolf.
Direwolf.
Direwolf, that is, yeah, it is. So it's the Stark enemy, wolf, yep.
If you had the opportunity to go and view any culture from the past, like if you were completely invisible with a babel fish in your ears and walked around amongst the Romans or cave people or Native Americans before the Europeans came, who would you choose?
Oh, the Mongols, Genghis Khan. I would love to have seen that. That would be phenomenal.
Quite intense.
Yes.
Just a bit. Just a bit intense.
But yet you could walk from one end of Mongolia to the other with a pot of gold above your head and nobody would rob you. Seemingly, from what I've read, that was the idea behind the Mongol Empire. If you were one of them, no one would touch you.
With which theatre company would you really like to work?
Any that would take me.
It's the most honest answer we've ever had. Would take
me. Don't they say just like dating, don't be desperate?
No, there's no such thing in the acting profession. I was like, don't rest on your laurels, I'll take anything that's going. But Royal Shakespeare Company.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that would be nice. Just for a moment.
Top five of the films you would put in your vault and also specific incredible stage productions that you've seen that could also go there.
All okay.
Top five.
Return of the Jedi. I've got to get a Scorsese. Goodfellas. Fight Club. Leon. That's four. And top five stage productions. Pressure. I don't know. That's a tough one. Damn it. Glengarry Glen Ross, I guess. But yeah, I don't know which one I would. I try to get a production in there. I recently saw a production of Tosca, the Leeds theatre, and it was superb and opera. It was something different. I'd love to see Les Mis, yet to see it on stage. So I think the minute I do see that, maybe that would go in there, something. But just, yeah.
Did you see the James Blaze?
No.
You missed that. It was a Game of Thrones on stage. Like, it was epic. It was great.
I've not seen
but
that.
But it's gone now, unfortunately, as with... if you knew with absolute certainty that the world would end one day from now, what would you do with those 24 hours?
Private question. it would involve my girlfriend. I'm running down to see her ASAP.
Good answer. Yeah. Fair enough. Fair enough.
I'm a lover, not a fighter.
The honesty.
One bonus question each, guys.
Oh.
What film should Scorsese got the Oscar for then? If you're putting Scorsese in the vault.
God damn it. It's Raging Bull or Goodfellas.
Goodfellas would be a hell of a
Godfellas. Raging Bull or Goodfellas. And I would have to pick Goodfellas because it has Leota, De Niro and Pesci. And... Pesci. So yeah, it's phenomenal. And the party's good, but it's not. I think it was a good film, but no, it'd have to be Goodfellas for me. It's the one Scorsese movie I've watched again and again and again. Yeah. Never gets old. I know the ending, I know what's going to happen, but yeah, every time. I love it. The pace of that movie and how it goes, it's his best for me.
Amazing.
I forgot to ask what your social media details for our billions of fans out there.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God. That's a good question. I don't even know my own Facebook page. That's terrible. I don't know how to plug it. The buzzword is www.thebuzzword.org, and that's the website. You can find the Facebook page through that and also on SoundCloud. And then there's the theatre company website, which is www.halfwitstheatre.org. again, and that will link you in to the Facebook page as well. So. My page is not worth looking at. Nothing ever happens on it, so I'm actually the kind of small on social media. I leave that to Chris to do the Twitter page and everything else. He's much more interactive that way and a lot smarter.
Yeah. I don't like social media either.
Yeah, that's so. A new section to end this, what I will call the open bar for shout outs. You know, we're trying to reduce the length of our podcast to fit it in like a fringe kind of timeline. Mm-hmm. Time. And now, whenever we record at the end, we have a special section left. So, I'd like to a massive shout out to Valentin de Carbonnière. In one episode, I think it was the wine one, we talked about Thierry. His dad mentioned my mum's wine in his second novel. His son just got a Molière Award, which, for those listening having no idea what is a Molière Award, It's the exact equivalent of an Olivier or a Tony Award.
Bloody hell.
Wow.
Shout out to that 3-hour episode we did, which was we started off talking about a film and just got increasingly more drunk. What an episode that was.
See, this is why I don't allow beer in my episode with those two guys, because it would never end.
Yeah.
They're limited to coffee just to keep them going throughout it.
that got funny. I don't remember much of that.
Good wine, though.
It was good wine.
I don't remember the film.
No.
A Good Year with Russell Crowe, I think it was.
Yes, that was it.
It was all right.
A Good Year, right? So I'll go a bit more into details when my solo podcast opens, but I'll point out a couple of great stuff I've done or seen while I was away. Have you ever seen the Waiting for the Prosecution?
No.
Courtroom staging in London?
Mm-hmm.
It's great. If you book... it's like escape rooms. You can only go see it once because it will spoil the stuff. If you book juror seats, be mm-hmm. juror one or juror two, you get to swear and then you deliver the verdict. It was great.
Great.
Stick that on your spotlight credits.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I went to see Admissions. I don't know if you've ever heard about this.
Mm-mm.
It's a play. It was on not so long ago. It's about a liberal... woman who's in charge of admissions, and she's really wants to have more black people, and there's a whole 20% thing. And the thing is, her son didn't get in to Yale because they gave his spot supposedly to a black friend of his who was not as good.
Mm-hmm.
There is a monologue in there for it's a male teenager. That's the most intense and crazy thing I've seen. It was at the Trafalgar Studios. Mm. I was in front row, my mom next to me. You could see the veins on the neck of the guy. It was just incredible. I'm actually going to see it again in London when I'm there.
Oh, wow.
In another theater. Yeah, that was incredible. Admissions. I have a pre-publication script, so the thing is not actually available to read. But you have to see, I mean, for that monologue, like people like went crazy once the guy was done.
Yeah.
They just went crazy. Also, I spent some time with Todd Robbins, who is a gentleman very interesting in New York City, but he's doing a theatrical seance very soon in New York City in the same venue where Punch Drunk Sleep No More is happening.
Oh, I love Punch Drunk.
Yeah, shout out to Not Juliet again. At some point she'll listen to this and maybe we'll date. I have no idea. But watching Network again and on a stage half the size that we had at the Littleton National Theatre. So we did together our West End debut a few years ago.
Uh-huh.
And that was amazing.
I did my Broadway debut this time, having dinner with Bryan Cranston on a stage of the Belasco Theatre.
Very cool.
That was quite nice. Something also about Andy Nyman. We talked about him a few times.
Mm-hmm.
His Fiddler is going to do a musical number at the West End Festival soon.
Oh, that's good.
Nice.
Quite nice. And something quite interesting. I went to see Charlie Brooker and his talk at the BFI, right? And he explained something that happened to me. Did you ever play a Red Dead Redemption 2?
Yeah. I've played Red Dead. No, I've not got to 2 yet. I'm still on first one.
Okay, I started to play and I stopped for the same reason that Charlie Brooker gave self-awareness to Stefan in Bandersnatch. Basically, he was just doing his thing and then he pressed a button wrongly and the character killed a random cow or a person. So it was like, that's the whole bit like, then the character is not aware, but there's all the reflection that was quite nice.
That's true. I mean, this focus button is the same button as fire your gun. It's like, what are you doing? We thought that was a good programming idea.
Yeah, I think we're good. I'll just make sure we don't forget to take pictures afterwards.
Well, if we're doing theater shout out, me and Anouk saw in Berlin, Danke Deutschland, which was on for 2 nights, which was... It just goes to show how European cinema theatre is just light years ahead. It was...
Well, we've seen 2 things in Berlin. My mum lives in Berlin, so mm-hmm. They do film and theatre at the same time. So they have a camera on stage and they film things and then there's like a projector of what they're filming. Mm-hmm. So it's like you're watching of course, you're watching it as a stage play, but then you have it filmed on the side. And while the choreography is like insane,
yeah.
I just, it was amazing. But it was basically a documentary on stage, and it was just very interesting in how they kind of staged that.
It was unbelievable. It was like really taking Brecht to the next level, actually.
Is that inspired by Ivo Van Hove, maybe? That's his thing with Network and All About Eve that I didn't manage to get tickets, so I snuck in the cinema to see the NT Live, which was 100 meters from the actual theater. So I ran to get the program afterwards. But yeah, Ivo Van Hove does that a lot.
It's interesting.
I'd have to see it to make correlations, but it was excellent.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Usually we have, but it was a bit short notice, we have Toblerone bars with guests' names on them. Unfortunately, yeah, we don't have for you, so I have alternatives. Would you like either a original motion picture soundtrack of Anna and the Apocalypse, or The Gems Plays, the play text by Ronan Monroe, or The Accidental Death of an Anarchist, that's what we did with ACS a long time ago, Hamlet, the version with Andrew Scott.
I love him.
Much Ado About Nothing with the Doctor and Catherine Tate.
The Doctor.
I've
already booked plenty of plays for the Fringe, but some are conflicting because I'm an asshole. if you'd like to go see The Secret River on the 2nd of August.
We're giving away tickets as well. I feel like a real radio show now.
Shit-faced Shakespeare Macbeth.
Sadly, I can't take the tickets because it's my girlfriend's birthday and I will be away for the 2nd of August. So I won't be about. So I can't take the tickets.
The Shakes Fest is on the 5th and the 6th.
I'll be away. I'm away for her birthday. I do apologise. Either that, I would have said yes to the tickets.
With some Last Exit to Nowhere cards with the...
do you know what? I can't say no to a book. I've got the Shakespeare plays, so I will. One of the other ones that I've not read,
James plays.
What like your choice? What do you think it would be good? James plays.
Yeah,
that'll be worth a read.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
I have like six of those anyway, so just,
I'll yeah, take one.
I like them that much. So
I always love a good read. Cool. Thank you very much.
No worries.
Got to up my game. The guys out of the podcast now will be asking for me. I just make them pizza and coffee. They'll be wanting more now.
That sounds great.
And in the next episode, we'll be investigating what this is about. I got that yesterday at the airport, well, the other day. That, can you read that, Aaron?
Rawi Buka Gleska Banta.
Book of Glasgow phrases.
I think it's a Brawee Book of Glasgow Banter, but they've got Ravi Book of Glasgow Banter. That'll be tough.
It's like a glossary.
Oh my God. Belter, Belter, Ben, Bit the Berries, Big Hoos. Big Man, Biggin.
Bampot, one of many Glaswegian terms for someone who's intellectually challenged. Bamstick, similar to Bampot. Etc, etc.
Can't ask for more.
So we were
Adam,
Anouk,
Jan, and
Aaron.
Bye bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Good, the Bad, and the Just Plain Standard podcast. If you like what you heard, you can leave us a review via iTunes. If you want to keep up to date with what we're doing, you can check us out on Facebook and Instagram at Good, Bad, Standard Podcast on both platforms. If you fancy seeing the live streams that we talk about on the podcast, they can be found on youtube.com. You search for Milk in a Wine Glass. There are other bits and bobs on there too, just to see what Jan's up to during the week. And if you really like us, like really, really like us, why don't you head on over to patreon.com/goodbadstandardpodcast and have a look if you want to support us. Any small donation is appreciated.